Topic 3. Explaining a phenomena in writing with cause and effect sequences. Explaining phenomena in terms of cause and effect sequences can be a very effective writing strategy, in many situations. This is assuming that the cause and effect sequence is relevant to your readers. For example, if you are writing a brief weather report, for a general audience, your readers might not be interested in the related cause and effect sequences. However, if you were writing the report for students studying meteorology, the cause and effect sequences would be relevant to your readers. In general, documents based on cause and effect explanations or arguments are useful for science, engineering, accident reports, for explaining problems, and successful or unsuccessful results. Subtopic: writing about cause and effect sequences in terms of 1. Underlying dynamics, 2. A theory or a hypothesis, 4. Observable behavior. Ideally, your cause and effect explanations or argument should be based on the actual underlying mechanics of the phenomena you are presenting in your document. This is easy to achieve if you are writing about a cause and effect sequence that was created by humans, such as a row of tumbling dominoes, or a technological device. When this is not the case, the true underlying mechanics and dynamics of a cause and effect sequence may be unknown, or only partly understood. This can happen frequently in chemistry, physics, biology, and astronomy. In such a case, a theoretical, or hypothetical, cause and effect sequence might be of value. Another alternative is to represent the cause and effect sequence, based on observable behavior. For example, when A occurs, B always follows. This leads to an assumption that may be true or false, which is A causes B. A more complex example is when A, B, and C occur, W, X, Y, and Z follows. This can lead to the assumption that A, B, and C causes W, X, Y, and Z, which may be true or false.